This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Attorney General rejects the opposition leader's claim of lack of support for the police. Calls grow for urgent action to protect Barbados's elderly amid a rise in targeted robberies. NCF announces this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch finalists. Head of the Masqueraders Association says registration for some bands is slightly behind last year's figures. And Presidents Obama and Bush condemn Trump's dismantling of U.S. aid on its final day of operations. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Attorney General Dale Marshall has strongly refuted recent accusations by opposition leader Ralph Thorne regarding government's commitment to the Barbados Police Service. He highlighted a series of measures to improve the welfare and working conditions of officers. The AG's rebuttal comes amidst what he describes as attempts to cast doubt on their dedication to law enforcement.
Let me speak first to the matter of senior constables. This government has already approved the creation of that rank, not as a promise, but as a concrete decision. We created 300 new posts at salary scale P20 and adjusted the rank structure accordingly. While implementation took longer than we had originally intended due to the necessary alignment between the ranks of senior constable and sergeant, that matter has now been resolved. A supplementary is being requested, and we anticipate that eligible officers will soon begin receiving their back pay from April 2024.
Mr. Marshall underscored the importance of unity and focus, particularly during the current national climate.
This is not the time for distractions, and certainly not for the opposition figures to be hosting interviews and fanning flames while the nation is calling for calm and clear-headedness. This is not a game, and we will not participate in any tit-for-tat. The government of Barbados will remain focused on facts, focused on service, and focused on ensuring that the bond between citizens and police continues to grow. We will work with all persons of goodwill to be the bridge, ensuring open communication, mutual respect, and a shared responsibility for the safety of our country.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. As Barbados grapples with a concerning rise in elder abuse and exploitation, a prominent advocate is calling for immediate and comprehensive action from all sectors of society. Coordinator of the Community Elder Care Program, George Griffith, highlighted the alarming trend of seniors being targeted by criminals and neglected within their own homes, urging a societal shift in how the elderly are viewed and treated. In an interview with Starcom Network News, Mr. Griffith pointed to a disturbing pattern of robberies, attributing it to a perception of the elderly as easy targets.
I think that the persons who are doing the robbing and the stealing, they see the elderly as easy targets. And that is one of the things that we must bear in mind. And it is not the first time that this has happened. It has been happening consistently over time. But I believe that we are hearing more about it now because there's a heightened level of consciousness of elder abuse and the extent to which people will seek to take advantage of seniors in the society. And that is why these young men who, for a number of reasons, are not interested in structured employment, because there is employment.
While acknowledging the efforts of the police, Mr. Griffith stressed that law enforcement alone cannot solve the problem.
A more visible police presence helps, but the point is the police cannot be everywhere at the same time, and we must understand that. So I think that relatives and friends and persons who are the next of kin, I think, must pay closer attention to the elderly in the society. I think we might have also to use some of the devices that are used in other countries, where you have these pendants which will permit you to simply press a button, and wherever you are, there are persons who are going to be in touch with you via that technology immediately, even if it means the security forces will be able to respond or to come to your aid.
Co-coordinator of the Community Elder Care Program, George Griffith. And results of the Scotiabank Junior Monarch semifinals are in, setting the stage for an exciting showdown at the National Cultural Foundation's Junior Monarch Finals. Ricardo Roberts tells us more.
Fans across Barbados are eagerly awaiting the NCF Junior Monarch finals, where talented young performers will compete for the ultimate crowns in their respective genres. 8 young artists have secured their spots in the finals of the soca competition, promising a high-energy performance. Some of the soca finalists include Anastasia Callender, known as Niara, who will be bringing her infectious We Love It, while Avery Carter, or AJ, hopes to win the title with Capture This Energy. Josh Ox, with his track Heating Up, has been named the reserve in this competitive category. The Calypso category also saw a remarkable display of lyrical skill and vocal talent. Alyssa Harris, or Slay, will perform with her song Hurt, and DeMario Foster, known as The Wizkid, will share Voices of Change. He will be among the 8 finalists vying for the coveted title. Rumia Wilson, also known as Majestic Mia, with her song Unsung Heroes, is the reserve for the Calypso category. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders and band leader for Colors Entertainment, Brian Worrell, says registration for some Grand Kadouman bands is slightly behind where it was last year, but overall, numbers remain strong. Mr. Worrell explains that bands with a large following of overseas revelers are performing well this crop-over season, which he sees as an encouraging sign.
It's been a mixed package this year. Found that the bands that are heavily concentrated with overseas revelers are doing very well, which is a good sign that people are coming in for crop over. On the local end, though, those that are more heavily dependent on local revelers is a little slower. So, you know, there's a mix. Some bands are sold out. Some are doing very well, getting their numbers. And there are some that are a little bit behind where they usually would be.
For his own band, Mr. Worrell said overseas signups are steady, but local registrations are taking a bit longer. He expects many Barbadians will sign up in July, as is typical, and remains confident that the festival will draw its usual turnout by Grand Kadouman Day.
Our Grand Kadouman band, things are a little bit behind where they were last year, but we are still in a good position. Numbers are still looking pretty good, but obviously we always could take more people when they come, but we knew it would be a little bit of a later move this year, especially for a band like mine, where we have a mix of overseas revelers and local revelers. But all overseas revelers are back, same amount of numbers. The local revelers are a bit less, but we know that the revelers locally will come a little bit later. So we're looking for those revelers now coming in July, and we think we'll be fine.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders and band leader for Colors Entertainment, Brian Worrell. Parents are being urged to play a more active role in protecting their children's future health amid the rise in non-communicable diseases. Andrea Griffith, Community Nutrition Officer in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, has called upon parents to ensure the lifelong well-being of their children. Speaking to Starcom Network News after a Barbados 4-H Center health and wellness workshop for teachers and school-aged children, Ms. Griffith highlighted the growing threat posed to future generations by the spike in non-communicable diseases.
Unfortunately, statistics have shown that today's generation will not outlive their parents. 85% of deaths are related to a non-communicable disease. The epidemic that we are faced with the NCDs is suicide in slow motion. We are eating and drinking ourselves to an early grave. Parents need to take responsibility to what they're feeding their children, because you cannot have a child sitting down in a house the whole day, all day long on a device, and that is what parents encourage.
Andrea Griffith, Community Nutrition Officer in the Ministry of Health and Wellness. And finally, former United States Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush have delivered rare open rebuke of the Donald Trump administration in an emotional video or farewell video with staffers of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. In a recording, Obama called the Trump administration's dismantling of USAID a colossal mistake. Bush, who also spoke in a recorded message, went straight to the cuts in a landmark AIDS and HIV program started by his Republican administration and credited with saving 25 million lives around the world. The former president spoke with thousands yesterday in the USAID community in a video conference, which was billed as a closed press event. Recapping the headlines. The Attorney General rejects the opposition leader's claim of a lack of support for the police, calls Grove for urgent action to protect Barbados' elderly amid a rise in targeted robberies. The NCF announces this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch finalists. Head of the Masqueraders Association says registration for some bands is slightly behind last year's figures. And Presidents Obama and Bush condemn Trump's dismantling of U.S. aid on its final day of operations. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.